On Wednesday, it emerged that the head of Czech Radio's Roma programming, Anna Polakova, had applied for asylum in Canada. The reporter said that she and her family could no longer cope with the constant attacks they found themselves under, leading her employers, Czech Radio, to speak out against the rising levels of xenophobia in the Czech Republic. Rosie Johnston has the story.
In an email sent Tuesday, Anna Polakova said it had been a spate of attacks upon her and her family which had led them to seek asylum in Canada. In response to Mrs. Polakova's decision, her employer Czech Radio issued a statement speaking out against the radicalisation of society which had led to their reporter's departure. This is how Mrs. Polakova's boss, Alexander Picha, reacted to the news.
Mrs. Polakova was a very nice person, and I know about that problem, and I have to confess that I wasn't surprised, because she explained me how the problem in the past, and I have to tell that I was expecting that.
One of the biggest factors leading to Anna Polakova's decision is thought to have been the assault of her teenage son at the hands of four skinheads. After he'd recovered from the serious injuries inflicted, Marek Polak described what happened on Czech television.
They were behind me and started to shout abuse like, "Gypsy, today you're going to die, we're going to kill you." I started to run away and they caught me and started beating me up. Luckily, the police came along and caught them doing this. I was taken to the hospital where I stayed for about a week. I had head injuries, I needed a couple of stitches, and had bruises all over. I thought I was going to die that evening because it really looked like it might end up that way.
The four perpetrators were taken to court and ordered to pay damages. Only two of them did, and then, according to Mrs. Polakova's employers, they started harassing the family relentlessly for the money back. Alexander Picha explains another incident which added to Mrs. Polakova's frustration.
The other situation for her, which was very bad, was, for instance, situation in other maternity schools. Her daughter was in maternity school and she was pressed from white small children because in the moment when a small Roman child so-called stole a toy, which is very usual and general among all children with all colors. She was pressed like a robber, like a thief, and white schoolmates didn't spoke to her. So there were so many such small events which was very bitter.
All this led to Anna Polakova taking 6 months unpaid leave from work and boarding a plane with six relatives at the weekend not to return. Czech Radio's Roma broadcast O Roma Vakarin will continue to be aired, however, on Radio Journal on Friday evenings at 8 p.m.
Rosie Johnston there with that report. And now it's time to step back in time.